Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepot and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns one of the world's busiest ports, airports, and airlines. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of green trees and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. With open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom on several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled, A Modern Master, delivered on March 24, 1997, in Singapore.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
It is true, why offended, you know? Better change it. No, if somebody tells you something truth about yourself, you should be grateful and change it. You shouldn't be offended, right? If the doctor points out to you that you have a piece of cancer here, then why get angry with the doctor? Right? Huh? Better get operation and get well, right? Yeah, well, your ex-prime minister, he's notorious also for speaking the truth. Huh? The truth and nothing but truth. I don't know how many truths he has left. But he always speaks with the whole truth, right? Anyhow, he didn't care, huh? That's why he brought Singapore into prosperity and honor, huh? Honorable standard in the world. Because the way he worked, it's very straightforward, no nonsense. Tell it the way it is, right? He doesn't put a lot of seasoning into the food. Yeah, it's health food, you know? Healthy, huh? Natural, wholesome. Okay, mostly it's like that. When people point out our mistake, we don't like it. Huh? We try to do everything just to make the other person feel that it's not true. Or better still, make the opponent feel that he's guilty. Turn the table around, huh? That's the way it works with our mind. We don't like to admit our problem and our mistakes. Everybody. Yeah, we all have our big problem. If we recognize, you know, our weakness, our fault, then it's half healed. Yeah? Like if we already know we have cancer or sickness, at least we admit we have, then the doctor can do something. But if we continue to deny and say, no, I don't have it, that is just some beauty mark, you know, like. Then we never recover. The doctor even cannot help us. Is any other more 惊天动地的事情, more, you know, earth-shaking news about this small state? Actually, your state is not small. I know a smaller one. like in Liechtenstein they have a smaller state in between, and then in Italy there is a very small nation, about 0.5 kilometer square, and the whole nation consists of about 300 persons. They have a fortress, they have a palace, you know, in the middle of Italy somewhere. Then they have palace, mini palace maybe, you know, and then even a king there. And then every day there are 5 soldiers come and bring the flag up and down, you know, and salute the flag, yeah, every morning and afternoon. It's very official, yeah, very small. So I said, my God, like that, you know, before we had Maldives bigger than other nations. Why compare to bigger? I have to compare to smaller, right? You feel different. Yeah. Anyhow. And like Monaco, also smaller than your country. Huh? It's about 3 square miles or 3 kilometers, square kilometers. But they're very prosperous. It's not necessary to have a big country to be prosperous and healthy. Huh? And your country is very prosperous and healthy. There are some things that we don't like also everywhere, but because the government have also their problem. Yeah? If they have to work according to their wisdom, then some people don't like. If they have to work according to the whole population, then the country sometimes might kaput. Because most of the time, it's not too many clever people around. Yeah? So we have to admit some good things and forego some bad things. If it's for the general, so the whole picture is good, 80%, then we have to forego 20% of inconvenience or some bad things. You see, so sometimes if a leader is good, huh, we have to forgive some of his mistake. If we even think that's mistake, might not even be mistake. Huh? Everybody cannot have the same opinion, huh? Right? Very difficult to find good leader, you know, in the whole world. How many good presidents you have? How many good prime ministers you have? And then again, he's plagued with all kind of problems, and dragging him down, or defaming them, or whatever, opposition, and all that. So very difficult to find intelligent people in this world. That's an exception. This is something unimaginable, you know. Yes. For example, I told you many times, in a classroom, only a few distinguished, smart students. Is that not so? Yeah? Not the whole class can be reliable. That's the problem with the population. So sometimes if we say the governments have to rely on the people's will in order to work, that is also fine too, but in practice, it's not always possible. Hmm? Because everybody has different ideas. And then if the leader has to listen to everybody, then he cannot work. If he's really clever and good, and have the interest of the nation in his mind all the time, then we can trust him. In Singapore, you have no choice anyhow, you have to. Yeah, but the government has proven themselves that they are efficient, huh? And it's all right. But it's good that the Singaporeans now are encouraged by the government to have more vegetarian food every day. Huh?
The European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name
Nils Jensholm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Meditate, everything well? Business good? Not necessarily good? Really? That's what it means by business, busyness. Keep you busy because of all kind of problems. It's okay, just to keep you busy, huh? Just have enough money to live, it's okay. We have to only do our best, huh? In this life, what can we do? Everything is so not the way we want. Everybody is not the way they should be. And everything is not the way we want to be arranged. We just have to try the best and live on. Continue, huh? Very difficult for everything, not just meditation. This is just meditation. Meditation only 2.5 hours, huh? Even if you struggle, it's 2.5 hours. But everything else, you struggle all day, all night. Right? You still don't have anything. I'm very happy that you continue your way of practice, that it benefits you somehow. Does it?
Yes.
In which way? Always? Really?
Yes.
Like what? You have more money or what?
Less stress?
Happy?
Happy?
Secure?
More
very secure. Huh? Why? Before, where did you put your confidence?
Courage.
Why you want to go on the Zoom fight with the tiger there?
They are our friends.
Okay, of course we don't try to harm the tigers, huh? But don't let the tigers harm you. Protect yourself. It's not that we are practitioner and then we have to go and put our head in his mouth. Just to prove our sincerity and goodness and positiveness. It doesn't work that way all the time. Same in life, if we have to do something to protect ourselves, do it. Don't just say, I'm a practitioner, I don't do anything. It's not true. It's not true. Whatever we have to do in this life, we must finish. By all means and all our intelligence, we have to use our wisdom and all the facilities that is afforded to us in this life in order to take care of our mission. Everyone coming up with a mission. I'm really impressed by you. I mean by all the initiates that they meditate so diligently even though I'm not there. Even though they meditate on every different thing. But what do you expect, It takes nerves to sit there and think about 1,000 things in the same center, Even though we learn the same method, but the one sit to next other, I have different experiences. It's okay, you are trying your best, and I appreciate very much your effort and your goodness in trying. Try your best. Of course, sometimes we are too far away from what we want to achieve. But at least we know we try our best. I'm very impressed all the time. And people take valuable time to come and sit like that. Actually, because meditation always makes you improve. Because you sit there quietly and then you go inside and then realize potential within your being and you make use of it. And many things has not been clear during the busy times becomes clear during the meditation time. Just like the pond of water when it's quiet, no turbulence, no wind, and it's so quiet and clear.
I continue with your good way. I don't know what else to say. Whatever I have to say, I said many times already. in different ways, yeah? Even though never repeated, but different ways point to the same thing. Yeah? Look inside yourself and find all the answers that you seek. And that's the lasting knowledge. Even sometimes you ask me a question and I answer you. This is not your self-found wisdom. Everything we earn ourselves is more satisfying, right?
I read the book recommended by you, Embraced by the Light.
Yeah?
It said each person has a vision of destiny.
Yeah?
How do you know what is our vision?
Just continue to do what you like best, that is your mission. Continue to do what you cannot avoid, and that's your mission. Doesn't matter if you like or not like, sometimes you can't avoid what you're doing, and that is your mission. Make sure it doesn't harm other people. If it's harmful to anyone, please stop it. Okay? Because it's not your mission. Alright? Or you choose not to have that kind of destiny. It's fine. Most of us know already what our mission is. Meditate 2.5 hours a day. Go and retreat, huh? Spread the good news. And be good to each other, huh? Keep the precept, vegetarian. That's your mission for now. And everything else comes from there. Okay? Everyone else have different mission. We, this group, have the same mission. Almost the same, huh? We spread the good news to help the people who like to go back to heaven in this lifetime. I mean, after this lifetime. And everything else is just by the way. You know what I mean? By the way. Okay, what else? Yeah? Everything fanatic. It's not our practice. It's not our motive. Our motive is to reclaim the truth. not to be a fanatic. Ah, okay? So judge by yourself. Yeah? And use logic and common sense. Don't just be too rigid. Yeah? And then we have no more joy in life, also no more health. Okay? When I first came to Hong Kong, I wear Tibetan tradition monk's robe. And all the Hong Kong people run away from me. I tried to ask only the road where to go to the refugees camp, the boat people. And finally one person, a police or something, saw me to the boat people. You remember the story of a monk who first has to raise a cat? Yeah. A monk who renounced everything, right? But then he had his robe, monk robe, to go out begging. So whenever he comes, he had two, huh? One to wear gold and one to hang it here. But then the mouse come and eat, you know, bite his clothes and damage the second set. And then he go back for another one. And of course, disciples offer, you know, like believers in India, they offer anything. You want. And then we leave over another set, and then the mouse eat again. The mouse, you know, sometimes they don't eat, they just damage everything sometimes. And then the monk was so fed up and keep asking the disciple, and the disciple became fed up too. Every 2-3 days ask for a new set of clothes. So the disciple said, "Master, why don't you raise a cat? So the cat will eat the mouse." Okay, so that's what's that. And then he brought the cat to offer to the master. And then like this, you don't have to go and ask for clothes every week or so. Okay, the monk rides the cat. And then the problem is, the cat need milk, you know, the cat... food and milk. So he has to go out every day begging for milk. And then the disciple also fed up, say, "Master, why don't you raise a cow?" And then the cow will provide the milk, and then you don't have to go begging every day for milk, you know. Okay, so... said and done, the disciple give him a small cow and rise up and then they have milk every day. That's very convenient. But then the cow needs grass. You don't need the wheat grass to feed, huh? Because grass don't always grow in winter. So you have to plant like rice or something in order to take the plant and then give to the cow. So then there comes the problem. After you have to cultivate a piece of land in order to have the feed for the cow. Okay, that's what the master do. And then to cultivate a piece of land, he can't do it alone. He has to have a wife. Yeah, that's it. Here you are. Now you have everything. And then a wife, of course, we have children and all that. Now that's it. You imagine the rest, okay? For example, okay? So it's just our opinions. Sometimes too narrow, you know? We just don't go anywhere, don't learn anything, don't tolerate anything.
We think this is good, that's good. And we think we're tolerant. It's not true. Very less tolerant are the people in modern times. Even though we are advancing a lot of techniques and a lot of equipment, life is more comfortable, technically speaking, but our mind has not been all that comfortable with new changes or with everything that don't suit our taste. Even the things that are harmless to us, we still don't like. If it's concerning us directly and we don't like, that's okay. But when it doesn't concern us and we still don't like, that's just no good. You're not open-minded. Some people are more open, some people are less open-minded. And if I go all open, then there will be even more trouble. Less open. Okay, our body is just a temporary vehicle. What a big deal about it. What's so big deal about the body that we have to concern so much? Feed it with a lot of carcass. Dead flesh and blood and bones and all that. And we don't concern about that. Concern about somebody else, what he wears. Every day, we make the stomach become a tumor. Bury a lot of animals. And we don't concern about that. We're concerned about what the master wear or not wear. To wear or not to wear.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Katanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Yes, this is very funny. You know, we have so much shortcomings, so much problems. We don't worry about better ourselves. We just worry about everybody else. That's the only problem with us. Huh? That's the only thing that causes war and disaster in this world. So conflicting energies, and we all nose into everybody else's business and forget our house is dirty. Huh? We don't clean our backyard, just go and nose into the neighbors. They're telling that their living room is a mess. For example, like that. Yeah, that's the trouble with us. If we, the practitioner, just keep to ourselves, you know, if thing doesn't concern us, then we don't concern. We only take care, handle situation when the people or the situation concern us directly. Otherwise, we don't care who do what, who wear what, who eat what, right? Only when it directly concerns us, then we should take care the best we can. But in this world, we have to handle the situation accordingly. Not that we are practitioners and we keep our mouth shut all the time and let people kill you or slander you whenever they can. If you can, try to avoid it. Huh? But if you cannot, leave it. It's difficult to live in this world already, not to talk about being anything. Master, wear this, wear that, wear what. Yeah. Sometimes I don't like to wear jewelry too. But some of my close people like me to have some jewelry, so okay, at least. For example, and some of you like me look like this. Yeah. Renunciation is such a tempting, romantic illusion that everybody fantasizes what it's like, you know, to be a monk or a nun and to stay there in a cave and cross their leg all day and just own money by memory. Yeah, they don't know such a working monk like me have to do everything alone most of the time. Whatever I can do alone, I do it because it makes more trouble for me if I delegate. It go round and round. During the last 50 years, I learned too much. I learned too much about human brain and mind and ego and pride. Whatever, tradition, background, and preference for clothes, and all kind of things. Too much for me. I prefer to be alone. Yeah, in this world, I think to be a monk is very good. As long as you don't go and work or do something, you know, you don't do much, then it's fine. It's good for you. You have more respect, and people like it that way. You know what I mean? Most people, what they have, what they enjoy, they don't want you to have. So if you become a monk, she's safe, she has nothing. No husband, no money, no house, nothing. They don't worry, see? That's why they respect you, because they think you are suffer enough, you know? What else you have except vegetarian meal once a day? So when you suffer like that, people love you more. That's it, that's the way to go. Yeah, and they respect you more, you know, that you are courageous, that you can endure all this suffering. Okay, and sit in somewhere, you know, and receive the offering. But that doesn't work in India, huh? I tell you. If you go to India and you want to be respected and have offering, then you have to grow long hair and big long beard. That's a different story.
See, in India, if you want people to respect you, you just grow a long beard and then long hair. The longer the better. The longer the more respect. And in Chinese community country like this, then the shorter the hair, the better. Ah, gosh. Have it the way you want. And now my hair is shorter, you see? Be ready for a surprise for me anytime. If you think grow long hair is good, follow the master to the letter and grow long hair. And your hair just about that long, I cut away. And before you all want to shave your head, and I grow it long already. Ah, there's no use, all this outside appearance. Look inside yourself and find the real beauty. Hmm? You know already, no need for me to say. So lucky are the ones who have, you know, understanding parents or understanding wives and husbands or that. Lucky for you. Try to appreciate them. Treat them nicer than before. Appreciate their goodness. Huh? Don't take them for granted. One day you'll lose them. Everything will get easy or too good, we tend to take it for granted and then we'll lose it. Don't be distracted by other temptation and other kind of maybe temporary good look or temporary niceness. This is all Maya. We have to know what we have, not what we might be having or what looks good. You know, illusion. It's always the same. Try to test you to break whatever your goodwill, to spoil whatever goodness you have or whatever good thing that you have, damage it for you. Sometimes people don't do it on purpose, sometimes people do it. Concentrate, meditate, pray God.
Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Peace-loving viewers, thank you for your kind-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Music and poetry is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May we all live in harmony as one happy global family.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.